The filmmaking team of Joel and Ethan Coen have a new movie comedy called O Brother, Where Art Thou? Most of the Coen brothers' movies reflect their quirky sense of humor and love of film noir. We're going to do a mini retrospective of their films with Ethan Coen. First, let's hear a scene from the new movie. O Brother, Where Art Thou? Is set during the Depression. It tells the story of three petty criminals who escape from a chain gang in search of buried treasure. George Clooney plays Ulysses Everett McGill, the leader of the group. In this scene, Clooney's character meets Big Dan Teague, a one-eyed Bible salesman, played by John Goodman.
That kind of barnyard.
I don't believe I've seen any boys around here before. Allow me to introduce myself. Name of Daniel Teague, known in these precincts as Big Dan Teague. Or to those who are pressed for time, Big Dan Toot Court.
How you doing, Big Dan? My name is Ulysses Everett McGill. It's my associate, Delmer O'Donnell. I detect, like me, you're endowed with the gift of gab.
I flatter myself that such is the case. In my line of work, it's plumb necessary. The one thing you don't want is air in the conversation.
Once again, we find ourselves in agreement. What kind of work you do, Big Dan?
Sales, Mr. McGill, sales. And what do I sell? The truth, every blessed word of it, from Genesis on down to Revelations. That's right. The Word of God, which, let me tell you, there is damn good money in during these times of woe and want. People are looking for answers, and Big Dan sells the only book that's got them. And what do? You and your tongue-tied friend?
We're adventurers, sir, currently pursuing a certain opportunity, but we're open to others as well.
The Coen brothers co-write their films. Joel is listed as director, my guest Ethan as producer, but they say that in reality, they share all the work. Their crime comedy Fargo won an Academy Award for Best Screenplay. Their other movies include Raising Arizona, Barton Fink, Miller's Crossing, and The Big Lebowski. Their first film, Blood Simple, was re-released earlier this year. That one's about a betrayed husband who hires a shady character to kill his wife and her boyfriend. That shady character, played by M. Emmett Walsh, delivers the opening monologue.
The world is full of complainers. The fact is, nothing comes with a guarantee. Now, I don't care if you're the Pope of Rome, President of the United States, or Man of the Year. Something can all go wrong. And go ahead, you know, complain, tell your problems to your neighbor, ask for help, and watch him fly. Now, in Russia, they got it mapped out so that everyone pulls for everyone else. That's the theory, anyway. But what I know about is Texas. And down here, you're on your own.
How do you go about plotting movies like Blood Simple when, you know, when there's the setup and things get complicated?
Yeah, we're really actually incredibly irresponsible about it. We just start writing at the beginning without an idea. Without any idea, really, of how it's going to go. We don't, for instance, outline the script before we start writing it. We just sort of start in with the first scene and see where that leads, which is actually, oddly enough, maybe the reason things get sort of complicated. You end up painting yourself into corners if you don't know where you're going, and you perform weird contortions to get yourself out, which land you in odd places that, well, you certainly, and then hopefully the audience, never expected to find you in.
Your brother, I think, had been working on editing cheap horror films before you made Blood Simple together. Are there any particular shots or scenes or stylistic touches that relate to those horror films?
The best of the bunch was a movie by Sam Raimi called The Evil Dead, which had a couple of camera things that we just more or less sort of stole from Sam. One of them was just a really crude homemade method for moving the camera quickly without a camera dolly. But actually, you know, Sam's movie generally being the best of the ones that Joel worked on was something that we learned a lot from.
Is the shot that you're talking about that you borrowed from Sam Raimi that kind of really jumpy, fast? It looks like it would be a Steadicam shot, except it's really jumpy, and it's a really fast kind of... I don't know what to call it. It's not a zoom exactly.
No, it is just a fast track. You're right. Sam called it a shaky cam. It's a sort of homemade steady cam. Right. It's and what it is it's just a camera mounted in the middle of a 2x4, which one person grabs at either end and runs like hell with. So it has the, you know, you can sort of clear obstacles, jump over obstacles, skim over or under, whatever. And it's sort of much more fluid than a lockdown track would look, a sort of standard dolly move would look, and more energetic. Largely because the lens is so wide. You have to use a really wide lens or it would become just unbearably bumpy.
Now, I think you used that shot when Frances McDormand is getting strangled in the movie.
Yeah, we did indeed, yeah.
Now, one of your movies, Barton Fink, is about a very pretentious playwright, played by John Turturro, who wants to write for a new living theater of and about the common man. And his successful plays lead a studio head to bring him out to Hollywood. And I want to play the scene where the studio head, played by Michael Lerner, welcomes Barton Fink to Los Angeles.
My name is Jack Lipnick. I run the stump. You know that. You read the papers. Lou treating you all right? Get everything you need? What the hell's the matter with your face? What the hell's the matter with his face, Lou?
It's not as bad as it looks. It's just a mosquito in my room.
Place okay? Where'd we put him?
I'm at the Earl.
Never heard of it. Let's move him to the Grand or the Wilshire. Hell, he can stay in my place.
Thanks, but I wanted a place that was a little
less... Less Hollywood. Sure, say it. It's not a dirty word. Say whatever the hell you want. The writer is king here at Capitol Pictures. You don't believe me? Take a look at your paycheck at the end of every week. That's what we think of the writer. So what kind of pictures does he like?
Mr. Fink hasn't given a preference, Mr. Lipnick.
So how about it, Bart?
Well, to be honest, I don't go to the pictures much, Mr. Lipnick.
That's okay. That's okay. That's okay. That's just fine. You probably walked in here thinking that was going to be a handicap, thinking that we wanted people who knew something about the media, maybe even thinking there was all kinds of technical mumbo-jumbo to learn. You were dead wrong. We're only interested in one thing. Can you tell a story, Bart? Can you make us laugh? Can you make us cry? Can you make us want to break out, enjoy a song? Is that more than one thing? Okay. The point is, I run this dump, and I don't know the technical mumbo-jumbo. Why do I run it? Because I got horse sense, damn it. Showmanship! And also, and I hope Lou told you this, I am bigger and meaner and louder than any other kike in this town. Did you tell him that, Lou? Coffee?
Ethan Coen, did you ever get a disingenuous introduction like this from a Hollywood studio head?
No, that's certainly not based on life. I don't know. I don't know that that kind of character still exists anymore. Hollywood is a little more bland and corporate than that now. It's funny. I hadn't actually seen the movie since we finished it. Hearing it was Michael Lerner's quite funny.
Michael Lerner's great, yeah. And of course, did anyone ever try to convince you that the writer is king?
No. In a word, no. No, nobody's that bald at any rate.
After your first crime film, Blood Simple, the crime films became a lot funnier. And I guess the most successful of your crime films is Fargo, in which Frances McDormand, your sister-in-law, plays Marge Gunderson, the chief of police in Brainerd, Minnesota, and she's investigating a couple of murders. She's also very pregnant. So I want to play a scene in which she's with another cop and she's finding bodies at the crime scene.
Here's the second one. It's in the head and the hand there. I guess that's a defensive wound.
Oh, yeah?
Where's the state trooper?
Back there, good piece, in the ditch next to his prowler.
Okay. So we got a trooper pull someone over. We got a shooting. These folks drive by. There's a high-speed pursuit. Ends here, and then this execution-type deal.
Yeah.
I'd be very surprised if our suspect was from Brainerd.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, from his footprint, he looks like a big fella.
You see something down there, Chief?
No, I just think I'm gonna barf.
Jeez. You okay, Margie?
Yeah, I'm fine. It's just morning sickness. Well, that passed.
Yeah?
Yeah, now I'm hungry again.
That's a scene from your award-winning film, Fargo. One of the things I really like about this film is that although the criminals are all actually pretty dumb, Marge, the police chief, who looks like she might be mocked in the movie, is actually a very good cop with a very big heart and very likable. I just really love the way you handle this character in the movie. Tell me about creating Marge.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that. A lot of people liked her, and I'm sure that's why the movie did well. I always thought she was the bad guy.
Did you really? Why did you think she was the bad guy?
I don't know. I just related to Steve Buscemi's character more. He seemed like the classic sane person in an insane land. Marge, definitely, Fran's character is sort of embodying the insane land. I kind of found her a little bit alarming, as did Fran. We were all surprised, actually, that people liked her quite as much as they did, but, you know.
Well, tell me what you found alarming about her.
Well, she is definitely, I mean, there are admirable things about her, but she's also definitely sure of herself to an alarming degree. I mean, certainly not given to introspection.
You really thought the Steve Buscemi character is the most sane, and it's Steve Buscemi who is actually hired to kidnap the wife so that people can collect the ransom money and everything gets out of control.
Mm-hmm.
What did you write into the Steve Buscemi character that made him so likable to you and so seemingly sane to you?
Well, I'll tell you, in one respect, he's sort of an audience surrogate in that he's the one person who's not local. Even Peter Stormare, his sidekick, is not of the region, but he's Swedish, so in that sense he's connected to the region. So as a sort of alien in the landscape, who even dresses inappropriately for the climate, he's, again, a sort of outsider and audience surrogate in that respect. And, you know, there's just something sort of refreshingly chatty and direct about Steve, his character.
And you've worked with him in several films.
Yeah, several. And we always end up killing his character for some reason.
Does he resent that?
No, he hasn't complained yet. Maybe that's why we continue to do it.
What's your approach to casting, Ben? Do you do the casting yourselves? You've worked with some terrific actors in your movies. You know, Nicolas Cage, W.H. Macy, Frances McDormand, M.M. Walsh. Dan Hedaya, one of his early roles was in Blood Simple. John Turturro, John Goodman.
Yeah, we've been lucky. We've worked with great actors. But it's, you know, anybody who... It's really a buyer's market for that. There are a lot more good actors out there than there are good parts. So if you write something that's interesting to an actor, you'll have good actors to choose from. And you know, we sort of do in terms of the casting. It's always been a mix with us of writing parts for specific people that we know, or sometimes that we don't know, but whose work we know. As was the case with Emmett Walsh in our first movie, and writing parts for whomever, somebody that we don't have any sort of specific actor in mind for as we're writing, which we then subsequently go out and cast.
Well, Ethan Coen, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thanks.
Ethan Coen recorded in 1998. The Coen brothers have a new movie called Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, starring George Clooney, John Goodman, and John Turturro. Coming up, Henry Sheehan reviews the film Cast Away. This is Fresh Air.